this morning. They could bring no animal for sacrifice, but Abba Job would undoubtedly arrive at dawn for morning prayers. The two herdsmen would most likely join him. Would Dina come too? Rubbing his bald head, he gazed at the amethyst sky, trying to focus on the miracle of God's wonders rather than the mystery of God's plan. Last night, sleep wouldn't come, and Elihu couldn't eat after arriving home from the death fields. Even more unsettling than the smell clinging to his robes were Abba Job's words turning in his mind.
"Perhaps the Most High has called you and Dina to my household for a greater purpose than we realized."
Elihu smacked his forehead with the palm of his hand. "For what purpose, Abba?" he had asked. Like a camel with its bridle and tail knotted, Elihu's naivete had marched him in a senseless circle. He was mortified when Abba Job bounced his eyebrows, giving his slow-witted student a moment to absorb the implications.
"El Shaddai, if it's truly your will for me to marry Dina, why didn't the thought occur to me? Why do I still love Ozama?"
Elihu fought tears. His emotions had gotten the better of him the night of the tragedies. He couldn't let it happen again. He needed to be strong for Abba Job and Emasitis.
"But is it weak to mourn Ozama? Is it weak to doubt that I could ever love a woman like Dina?"
Of course, she was stunningly beautiful, and her devotion to El Shaddai seemed genuine. But her past would forever stain the man who married her. Could Elihu live with the questions for the rest of his life? Was he as certain as Abba Job of her innocence? He felt like a jackal for even admitting his doubts. But could he defend Dina publicly when so many for so long had accused her? He was suddenly distracted by movement in the canyon below. Elihu crouched, hurrying to the edge of the cliff. In the infancy of dawn, he watched several men leading pack animals near Job's kitchen courtyard. Startled, he realized dozens more hammered at the courtyard wall, creating a gaping breach through which more men filed into the house. His heart slammed against his chest. Who would break down the wall when the gates were unlocked? What evil were they plotting, and how could he stop them? If he hurried down the sharp eastern cliffs, where the mountains met and the canyon ended, he might reach the sleeping Shobal and Lotan in the stables. Surely they could find swords still packed in the Hebron caravan. But how could three men fight 50? And what about Abba Job and the others still in the house? He must take them to safety first. He saw a shadowy figure standing at Job's main courtyard gate, positioning guards at every exit of the home.
"Who are you?" Elihu thought.
The man turned slightly, and dawn's early rays revealed the chiseled features of Sayid's captain. Elihu's mind raced with devastating possibilities. Ozama had once mentioned the tension between Sayid and her Abba, but Elihu couldn't imagine Emasitis's old friend organizing an attack on his neighbor. Regardless of Elihu's doubts, the fact lay before him. Sayid didn't even sneeze without his captain offering up his sleeve to wipe his nose. Elihu must act quickly to stop whatever Sayid had planned. Running toward the hole in the mountaintop, Elihu jumped down the tower stairs two and three at a time. His heart pounded in his ears, his breathing hard and fast.
"I must get to the women in time. They'll attack the women first," he whispered, coaching his feet to move faster.
Finally reaching the bottom step, he burst through the heavy wooden door and was suddenly aware of a woman screaming.
"Am I too late?"
He ran faster and stumbled through the fourth-story hall, nearly tumbling headlong down the remaining stairs. Then he saw her, Emasitis hysterically screeching as she ran down the hallway in her nightrobe.
"Dina, where are you?"
She was running from door to door.
Emasitis! Quiet! Elihu half-whispered, half-shouted.